I feel that over the last couple of decades, I feel that over time, we've started to view reality as the poor cousin to our dreams, in a sense. We've started to think of reality as this kind of gray pebble at the center of wonderful abstract thought that transcends it. And I want to make the case to you that our dreams, our virtual realities, these abstractions that we enjoy and we surround ourselves with, they are subsets of reality. Inception had something to say about this, and I apologize to those of you who haven't seen it, because I'm about to spoil the ending of it for you. But at the end of the film, there's a spinning top that's spinning, and if it falls or doesn't fall is the key idea. Is it a dream? Is it reality? And the way the end of that film worked, Leonardo DiCaprio's character, Cobb, he was off with his kids. He was in his own subjective reality and didn't really care anymore. And that makes a statement that perhaps all levels of reality are equally valid. But the camera moves over to the spinning top, and just before the spinning top appears to be wobbling, there's a cut to black, and I skip out of the back of the theater before people catch me. And there's a very, very strong reaction from the audience, usually a bit of a groan, but the point is, objectively, it matters to the audience in absolute terms, even though what they're watching is a fiction, is its own virtual reality. But the question of whether that's a dream or whether it's real is the one I've been asked the most about any of the films I've made. It matters to people enormously, and that's the point about reality. Reality matters. It won't be transcended.